You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Cal Penn.
I wish I could stay forever. Honestly, like, now I understand why Trump refused to leave the White House. What do you think? Should we do an insurrection? Should just stay forever? I was joking. You guys are messed up. I love it. Okay, we got a great show for you tonight. Chasten Buttigieg is here, everyone. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get into the headlines. Let's begin with some breaking news from the Vatican. No, not about you. You're still going to hell. But there is some good news for priests.
Pope Francis says the Catholic Church's thousand-year-old practice of celibacy for priests could be changed. He tells an Argentine publication the ban on priests having sex was only temporary and that there is no contradiction for a priest to marry.
That's right. Yeah. Pope Francis just stepped out on his balcony and said, I'm proud to announce the end of our non-nut millennium. We did it! Oh, gosh. And then a cloud of white just shot out of the Vatican chimney. Anyway, this is wild, okay? The Pope suddenly decided that a thousand-year-old ban on sex was just temporary the whole time. Does anyone else feel like the Pope just found out Giselle was single? She dumped Tom Brady. Look, everybody, I just found a new page in the Bible. So the two pages in Leviticus, they were stuck together this whole time. Oh, my gosh. Look, I gotta say, I think priests are gonna clean up on dating apps. You ever heard of missionary? I invented that. Now, this could really be a game changer. I mean, think about it. Now the priests can knock someone up, it means that they might change their mind on abortion. You're pregnant! Oh, look at this! Two more pages stuck together! My goodness! Thank you. Okay, look, moving on. We've got some inspiring news out of Nebraska. Yeah, how often do we get to say that? Like in a lot of places, Republicans are pushing an anti-trans bill through the state legislature. But this time, an incredible state senator is speaking out. And speaking and speaking and speaking.
A Democratic lawmaker taking a stand against what she says is attacks on fundamental human rights. This is out of Nebraska, where a Republican bill is trying to ban what they call gender-affirming care to people who are under 19 years old. Now, this Democratic state senator is halting all business in the chamber and filibustering or vowing a kind of obstruction set of tactics that work in Nebraska for the last 3 weeks, saying she'll burn the session to the ground over this bill.
During her filibuster, she has discussed everything from her favorite Girl Scout cookies to the plot of the movie Madagascar.
If this legislature collectively decides that legislating hate against children is our priority, then I am going to make it painful. Painful for everyone.
Hell Look, at a time when so many of us are all talk, she's actually, okay, well, she's all talk too, but in a useful way. And I'm sure it's hard for Senator Kavanaugh to come up with stuff to say for 3 weeks straight, but it means a lot to so many families that someone is fighting for them. And it also means a lot to DreamWorks that someone is still talking about Madagascar. It's not their best movie, honestly. Anyway, just today, Kavanaugh finally got Republicans to agree to an actual debate on this bill, which they were trying to avoid. This is great if you're into civility. I personally would have just gone nuclear and just been like, kill this bill now or I spoil the end of The Last of Us. And finally, spring break is coming up. If you were thinking of going to Florida to lie on the beach and not be surrounded by 5,000 miles of seaweed, well...
Florida is bracing for a 5,000-mile-wide seaweed bloom, almost twice as wide as the entire United States.
Enormous mounds of brown, mucky macroalgae are now floating towards Florida. The popular shores of South Beach are only speckled with this kind of seaweed called sargassum so far. But in several weeks, that's likely to change, with sightings already this month in Key West, Antigua, and the crowded Mexican resort of Playa del Carmen, preparing for up to 3 feet of buildup. The biggest issue with the seaweed, a serious rotten egg smell, not ideal for tourism.
Holy shit, that's a lot of seaweed. It sounds like a plague God sends when he's mad, but like, not that mad. Like, I'm not hurricane angry, I'm just disappointed. And if I had to guess about what God's mad about, it's probably that Ron DeSantis eats pudding with three fingers. Look, I'm not a Florida parent, but I'd rather let my kid watch a drag queen read Goodnight Moon than watch a grown man in a suit finger a pudding cup. And the worst part about all this seaweed is there's nothing Florida can do about it. But it is Florida, so they'll probably just try to shoot it. For more on the seaweed story, we go live to Miami Beach with Roy Wood Jr., everybody. Roy, what's the situation over there, man?
What's happening, Cap? What's going on? What's going on, man? How you been, bro?
I'm good, but what is the situation over there, Roy?
You see the situation. It's disgusting, Cal. Seaweed everywhere, man. This beach look like it's covered in hair. Look like an Italian man's back out here. And this just smell like a truck full of hard-boiled eggs that crashed into a factory that make wet farts. It's bad. It's stinking. Say, you ever smelled a wet fart? Yeah. You think it's a dry fart, then a little juice come out, and you get a little juice.
I mean,
juice fart.
That's I know. I get it. We've all been there. But why are you cleaning up the beach? That's so kind of you.
Cleaning? Man, I'm not cleaning. I'm taking all this home. Hey, hang on, man. The tourists over here. Hey, get your ass back! Get your ass back. I'm the one. All this ocean vomit is mine.
Wait, why are you taking home the seaweed?
Why else? I'm going to sell it to white folks. What you think I'm going to do?
White folks are not going to buy rotting seaweed.
No, but white people will buy it once I call it naturally sourced organic oceanic sargassum.
Oh, my God. You're right. White people will buy the shit out of that.
No. I'm going to be printing money. All I got to do is stick all this shit in a classy tin, put a little white baby face on it. It'll be in Whole Foods next week. Oh, my working days are over, bro. Man, my grandkids gonna be so spoiled. I hate them already.
Okay, but what's it used for? Like, do you eat it or wrap yourself in it or?
Man, I don't care. You can eat it, smoke it, put it in your coffee, rub it on your balls. White people have figured out. Look, I just gotta get all this done before Gwyneth Paltrow has the same idea. She'll steal it.
You know what? That's
She'll
true.
Steal it.
Yes, yes.
You know Paltrow.
I know. You gotta hurry, though. She stole turmeric from us.
Yeah, you know the problem, though, man? The problem with slowing this down, with slowing down my cleanup, is all this trash. I gotta pick all this trash out of the seaweed.
Man, why don't you just leave it in there? Just say it's rich in bioactive upcycled exfoliants.
Bitch, get your ass down here, Cap. We going into business together.
All right, I'm gonna leave right after the show.
Come on down here, man. Hey, you smart. Oh, shit, Gwyneth Paltrow here. I gotta go, man. Back off, Pepper Potts!
Hold her off!
Get out of here, Pepper Potts!
I'm coming, Roy Wood Jr., everybody! All right, when Grace. Don't go away.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
About the 2024 election, like who the candidates will be or which campaign Beto O'Rourke is going to lose. But as someone who headed up youth issues at the White House, I can tell you that if history is any indicator, we already know what one of the big talking points is going to be.
Every election, it's like, oh, the young people are coming, young people are coming. And usually they don't come.
They just don't show up. Are you hearing me, nieces? I was having this conversation tonight.
Someone
said, this convention was not there in their 20s. Was not made for us. We didn't. I said,
you guys don't vote. Yeah, because you don't vote.
They never, ever vote.
Why would people cater to you if you never come out?
Sorry, not to be annoying, but we're with NBC News, and I'm just trying to figure out, is anybody here going to vote in the election on November 6th? Anybody? Anybody? Nobody's going to vote?
What can get younger voters to actually turn out to vote? You know, turn out for what? You got your own theme song, Gotti.
Turn out for what?
Yeah. Well, young people aren't going to be voting now. The point is, the media loves to whine about young people not voting. But what gets much less attention is that the establishment feels so threatened by the power of young voters that they actually try to get them to not vote. To many in the establishment, low youth turnout is not a problem, it's a goal. And that's what I want to talk about in the latest installment of Long Story Short. That a political party wants to suppress the youth vote. What are some things they might try to do? Their best bet is to put restrictions on college students, because for the most part, they're all young, except for that one guy who used to sit in the back of your sociology lecture. What was his deal? Was that like an inspiring thing or like a 21 Jump Street situation? Anyway, one thing that they try to do is to target student IDs. In some states, you can't use a school ID to vote, even though for a lot of students, it's the only thing showing that they live in the state. And don't tell me that they aren't legitimate residents, okay? College students pay local taxes for 4 years, and the dumb ones up to six. One of those states is Texas, where you can't use your student ID to vote, but you can use your gun permit. Which sure feels like a law made by Republicans to make it easier for other Republicans to vote. It's basically like a liberal state letting you vote if you still wear your COVID mask. Another thing they try to do is move voting booths off campuses. Now, this is a big deal for college students since they're less likely to have a car. If they do know someone with a car, it's usually that, like, kind of hot but sort of sketch dude with a 2007 Subaru that, like, reeks of weed and all the seatbelts are missing. And it's just like, is voting for state assembly really worth getting car herpes? When it comes to trying to make polling places inaccessible, the state of Texas is also at the forefront. Texas Republicans are pushing a bill that would ban voting booths from every campus across the state.
Voting rights advocates are slamming a Texas lawmaker's plan to remove polling places from college campuses.
Now, young voters favored Democrats by nearly a 30-point margin in the midterms. But the Republican who's behind this proposal tells ABC 13's Breonna Connor it is not about that.
Republican State Representative Carrie Isaac says it's a matter of school safety.
I don't believe it's wise that we invite people onto our campuses that would not otherwise be there.
Texas Southern University freshman Jordan Jones points out that public universities like TSU already have open campuses.
Our library that's literally right there is also public. Anybody can go in there and use it. So I feel like there shouldn't be much of a difference whenever it comes to voting.
She has a good point. The library is already open to the public. Although knowing Texas Republicans, that other lady is just going to be like, this student is right. We should also ban libraries. I realize that so far I've given you Republican examples. But to be fair, that doesn't mean all voter suppression is committed by Republicans, just like 98% of it. But there are Democrats who do engage in voter suppression, and I know this from personal experience. During the Democratic primary in 2007, I lobbied a local election board in North Carolina that wanted to remove voting machines from a campus where there were a lot of Obama Democrats and send those machines to a wealthy suburb where there were a lot of non-Obama Democrats. Although that's obviously not how they put it. They were just like, okay, we're doing this because college students are just less likely to vote than people in the suburbs. And then I was like, oh, well, maybe college students don't vote because you keep taking their voting machines away. And then I lost. Sorry. While those are some of the more common obstacles that you might encounter as a young voter, it can get a lot more creative.
Welcome to North Carolina A&T. It's the largest historically black college in the country and a big Democratic voting bloc. But when you look at a congressional map, A&T looks like two separate colleges. It's split between District 6 and District 13. So if you move from this dorm over to that dorm, you're in a different district, with different representatives and a different polling place.
By splitting the campus into two separate congressional districts, it diluted the power of A&T's collective voice. So what was once one congressional district with an African-American representative, it is now two congressional districts with two white Republican legislators.
Have you seen people discouraged from voting because of this?
Not only do you get discouragement, there's also not wanting to register at all.
It validates and affirms what young folks are saying when they say that their votes don't count.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And honestly, I haven't seen college students that disappointed since they saw me in Van Wilder 2. In my defense, that movie paid very well. Yeah. But look, this is the point of it. All of this is meant to freeze you out of the process and discourage you from participating. And I get it. It's easy as a young person to get demoralized and super high. I'm not sure why I mentioned that. Sorry. To be more clear, things are not hopeless. You know that gerrymandering at A&T? Well, it sparked a student revolt. And after a court order reunified the school, students there are now voting in record numbers. Yeah, pretty great. And it's not just them. It's not just them. Despite all of those barriers, young voters have shown up big in recent elections. In fact, last year, they may have made all the difference.
The Gen Zers, millennials, they're now voting in record numbers.
Gen Z voters, people born in 1997 and later, are lapping their older millennial counterparts.
I know a lot of people talk about young people talking about being engaged but not being engaged. We are seeing engagement. The energy from these young folks is real.
They all but canceled out the votes of their grandparents, of senior citizens, who are some of the most reliable voters out there and also some of the most Republican voters out there.
If not for young people, we have a starkly different result. We saw not a red wave, we didn't see a blue wave, but we certainly saw a young voter, a Gen Z wave.
A Gen Z wave! Come on! Not a red wave, not a blue wave, not a millennial pink wave. So remember when I said the establishment feels threatened by you? Well, that's because when you vote, you often get a lot of the things to happen. Marriage equality, climate action, and yes, weed decriminalization. It's young people who overwhelmingly pushed to get this stuff done. So keep it up. Don't let them make you feel complacent. Because long story short, you're powerful. And that's why they're scared of you. So go make them scared. All right? When we come back, Chasten Buttigieg will be joining me. Stay tuned.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an author, teacher, and advocate. His latest book is based on his New York Times best-selling memoir. It's called I Have Something to Tell You for Young Adults. Please welcome Chasten Buttigieg. I'm really excited to talk about your book, but this is sort of just newsy because of the week that this has been. At the Gridiron Dinner in Washington, D.C., that's a dinner where politicians are known to make humorous speeches. Vice President Mike Pence made a joke about your husband taking paternity leave, and he referred to it as maternity leave. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, my biggest reaction was, really? You're just going to recycle a 1998 joke that's like been around forever. But what was your reaction?
I mean, I think joke is being generous there. Especially at the Daily Show.
Of course.
You know, it's a sad trend of people on the other side, you know, using homophobia and misogyny to try to make a point. I mean, he's trying to launch a presidential campaign. And, you know, from my experience in presidential politics, it's about who you bring into the fold, right? What you inspire people to believe in a better version of America, especially in those early days. So I guess that's how he wants to start his campaign, which I don't think is surprising to any of us.
Okay, so in that case, he's using us to be relevant, and we're going to move on.
Exactly.
I'm just going to not give him that time. This is the young adult version of your New York Times bestseller, which I assume is just going to get banned as soon as it comes out. So congratulations.
Send it to Mike Pence, so you might learn a thing or two from him.
Exactly. why did you write a young adult version?
I'm very proud of this one. It's the book that I wish I would have had when I was in eighth grade. You know, I grew up in conservative rural northern Michigan where I did not know any out people. I thought that I had a sort of disease. I thought something was wrong with me. And this book is an opportunity to tell young people that there is nothing wrong with you. There are millions of people out here who love you, who will support you. That's the best part about projects like this is you get an opportunity to go out there and do good with that platform. So we're going to take this book on tour, and we're going to go to some of these red places like Texas, Florida, Utah, Missouri, and you know we're going to have those conversations with kids about how there's nothing wrong with who you are, and there are a lot of people out here backing you up.
That's awesome. Very nice. That's great. You are not jaded from what I gather. If you're saying things like that, and you're actually going to those places, how long have you guys lived in D.C. now?
2 years, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so what was the expectation of D.C. versus the reality of D.C.?
Well, I mean, it is a tremendous opportunity for our family to have, that chance to be part of something big. I certainly thought that people were elected into office to go and make change in this country. And then I got there and realized that there are incredible people who are focused on improving people's lives. And there are also people who use Washington just to audition to be on Tucker Carlson, you know, or DC has kind of become this content farm. Mm-hmm. For some people, where they go into hearings and they say something lambastic or offensive because they know it'll get people outraged, and then they can cut that and put it on their podcast. And so that experience of Washington, you know, the district is beautiful, people are great, and then there's Washington, and I try to keep as much of a distance as I can from it, focus on my family, focus on the good, and, you know, allow the other stuff to fall off the shoulder.
Okay, you mentioned Tucker Carlson. He's, like, kind of obsessed with you.
I try not to.
Well, my question is, like, how do you deal with... I remember there was something he did, like, is Pete Buttigieg gay? And I'm like, how do you even, like, why are they so obsessed with you?
I think they just...
And him.
You know, it's easier to focus on... really weird shit, you know? And that gets people fired up, and it gets people talking about you online, and people make a lot of money.
Yeah.
People make a lot of money by you being mad. And so, like, I wish this guy would, like, send us some diaper money or something. The amount of money that he's raising off our family.
Yeah, exactly. He's making money off of you.
But then you see people like the state senator in Nebraska, who uses her platform to do good things. You see the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act passed in Michigan today, extending civil rights protection to people in Michigan. So that's the stuff we stay focused on, you know, and let people on late night television talk about the things they want.
You know? All right, so as we wrap up, how do you stay that hopeful? How do you go from people, idiots like me, asking you about Tucker Carlson, and then you're like, here's the things that I actually find hopeful. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, my draft folder is long, but...
I
try to put the good stuff out there. But it's my kids, you know? They've changed everything.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you've got two screaming twins who just want their dinner and they want their bath time, and that grounds me because that's the good work. You know, you're raising the next generation. You're focused on the good. You're focused on the opportunity to make this a better country, and you let the weird people on television talk about whatever they want to do, because I know that we are all part of something much bigger than ourselves.
Well... Chasten Buttigieg, everyone, thank you so much for being here. You are incredible. I Have Something to Tell You for Adults is available for pre-order. Thanks, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Thank you.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Our show for tonight, and that's my time as guest host. But stay tuned for next week when your host will be Al Franken. And if you want more of me, you can pick up a copy of my book or audiobook. It's called You Can't Be Serious, wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99.
Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.